This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For years, Mexican music has commemorated news events through ballads known as corridos. In the past few decades, narco-corridos have told the tales of drug traffickers along the U.S. border. The September 11th attacks and other acts of terrorism have inspired a wave of new songs. In part two of a series, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco talks to the composers of the new terror corridos.
Monday night at the Conejo Feliz, the Happy Rabbit, a low-budget nightclub located among used car lots and warehouses in Anaheim. It's places like this where blue-collar Mexican and Mexican-American audiences listen to the news of these times being sung. A mariachi band clears the stage to make way for crooner Samuel Saldaña, who wears a cowboy hat and $300 boots made of ostrich.
Qué tragedia tan grande y tan triste. Ha pasado allá Nueva York. Se han caído dos torres gemelas al pegarles en el corazón.
What a tragedy, so big and so sad in New York, sings Saldaña. The Twin Towers have fallen. They've stabbed us in the heart. Saldaña says he was moved to write the corrido, titled Once Negro, Black 11, after watching news of the terrorist attacks on television.
I just said, I'm going to write something about it. If somebody wants to record it, good. If not, I'm going to record it myself and probably I give him free. I give him away to the people so they can listen. In my song, it says, the life has to go. Okay.
Life has to go on.
It has to go no matter what happens. So he says, let's pray for America, yeah, and for whoever they die.
Saldaña spent $150 of his own money to rent a local band, Los Alegres del Norte. They recorded Once Negro in his garage. Last week, he updated the corrido to include news of the plane crash in Rockaway, Queens. He's hoping to get this version to Spanish-language radio stations in L.A. as soon as possible. Over the years, Saldaña has written lyrics for about 800 tunes.
I do songs for me, for my wife, for friends, for some people that ask me, can you make a song for me? Yeah, what do you want to tell about? Well, I'm married and I knew another guy and I like him, but it's nothing I can do. So I made a song one day, and when I showed it to the lady, wow, she was crying. Yeah. Some people come to me and tell me, Sammy, that song belongs to me. That's my life.
Saldaña's music has yet to hit it big. The prolific troubadour makes his living as an electrician, composing songs during his lunch breaks. Sitting amidst spools of cable in his 95 Ford van, he composes tunes with a credit card-sized toy keyboard, which he bought for 99 cents. It came with two pieces of candy. Saldaña grew up in Jalisco, Mexico, where the corrido has a long and rich tradition of love won and lost, of heroes and villains, poverty and pain. It's a tradition he brought with him when he immigrated to the U.S. in
1974.
Corridos are generally the unofficial history.
Guillermo Hernandez is the director of UCLA's Chicano Studies Research Center. He's curating a major exhibition of corridos at the Smithsonian in February.
Corridos has been kind of like rejected by the middle class, I feel, because it's rural, it's folk, and they don't, and as soon as the children of the middle of the rural become middle class, urbanized, they stop listening to corridos.
But Jose Guadalupe Paredes is from the old school, and he didn't leave behind the corrido when he moved from Mexico to the U.S. in 1959. He maintained the tradition through his years toiling in the fields of Central California, and even as he moved on to a job as a machinist, building fighter jets during the state's aerospace boom.
Okay. Los.
Paredes is now retired and taps out lyrics on a computer in his mobile home in a Los Angeles suburb. His September 11th corrido, El Terror del Siglo, The Terror of the Century, was recorded in a local studio by El Imperio Norteño.
Llegaba.
Paredes also produced a music video, which includes images of the planes crashing into the World Trade Center, pirated footage from television news reports.
Entonces yo me puse a pensar que la televisión enseña lo que está sucediendo.
I was thinking that television told a story with pictures, the newspaper with words, and the radio with sound, but I wanted to record the event with a song.
Paredes became a U.S. citizen 3 years ago and says writing the song was a patriotic duty.
Y yo quiero mucho al país. ¿Por qué? Porque...
I love this country because I've been given all the benefits of this country. I feel so badly that our country has been harmed.
Paredes hasn't found great fame or fortune in his music, although he still finds a role in the occasional local TV commercial and in music videos for narco corridos. But he says he's turning away from corridos that praise the world of drug trafficking. He wants to compete with updated themes that won't be banned from the radio as many of the narco corridos have. It's hard to say whether these new post-September 11th corridos will be a ticket to success or even how long they'll last. UCLA's Guillermo Hernandez says the songs that hold up best are those that resonate long after the newspaper headlines die down.
And since they represent the expression or the culture of rural folk who are not too, who don't think very highly or of the government or government authorities, they would be more popular when they are critical of those authorities.
So far, the corridos penned by Mexican immigrants in the U.S. haven't strayed far from the patriotic and sentimental. But in Mexico, the corridos have more of a bite. Mexican singer Rigoberto Cárdenas has a hit on his hands with his corrido of Osama bin Laden.
Inicio del fin del mundo, es lo que estamos mirando. El animal más perverso de la tierra, el ser humano.
The song calls bin Laden the most perverse animal in the world, and it blames the CIA for training him, something that's proven to be America's biggest mistake, he says. L.A. composer Pedro Rivera has also flirted with the edge of scandal in his corridos, with songs about Saddam Hussein, the Clinton-Lewinsky affair, and the Rodney King beating.
El caso de Rodney King, el pueblo quiere justicia.
In fact, Rivera and his four children gained fame by creating a narco corrido empire, singing of the drug culture and violence of Los Angeles. But so far, his music has steered clear of the September 11th attacks.
The very first day then, when things happened, the next day I used to have the corrido. But this one is so delicate for me. Lots of people died in Las Torres. I didn't want to make one myself because I don't want people to think that we want to make money off the United States. Sad.
Rivera says he may yet write a corrido about the current war on terrorism, but not until this real-life tale has a happy ending. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Los